This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Words can trigger memories. Words like helmet, boots, and shrapnel. They can also help heal. Twice a month, veterans gather at the Portage District Library for the Combat Veterans Writing Group. It was founded in 2009 by Margaret von Steinen to help vets come to terms with memories of their war experiences. Dick Westerman, who served in World War II, is one of the group's original members. Vietnam veteran John Dean is a new member. Different wars, different times, but they and other members of the group have bonded. Westerman recalls how he went off to war.
Uncle Sam said, "I want you." And then after the war was over, I had an opportunity to sign up for the regular army, and the period of time that I would sign up would just about maximize the GI Bill, and was also about the length of time I figured I was going to have to serve anyhow. So I signed up in the regular army and the Army of Occupation in Europe.
And how long were you in the military?
I was in the service 30 months.
30 months.
And the last period when I was in Europe, I served in a general hospital in Bremerhaven, but I had a great time there. And it was a test market for my ultimate career.
And what about you, John?
I'm from Michigan originally. When I was 15, my older brother just got out of the Air Force, moved to California with his family, invited me to finish school there. And 3 days before I graduated, he asked me what I was going to do. The typical question. I said, "I don't know. No money, no education per se, no car." So he says, "Well, I told you you could stay here until you graduated. So in 3 days, you graduate. In 4 days, I hope you have a place to live."
Yikes.
So the Army recruiter immediately started looking very resourceful to me.
Yeah.
So I went in the Army and volunteered for Vietnam, airborne infantry.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up spending 20 years in the Army.
20
in
years.
In several different countries.
Wow. And you went in, as you were saying, with a high school diploma. You
mm-hmm.
came out with a couple of masters?
Yes. And that's kind of tough in my particular job because I was one of the people that had to be in the woods doing my infantry job.
Yeah.
So we're deployed doing training or training others 8 months out of the year.
You were telling me earlier about studying, you know, that studying at a desk in a library or at your home in your bedroom is quite different than how you earned your degrees.
Yes. I was in military units in the airborne and parachuting in with an extra 3-inch thick textbooks in your 80-pound rucksack is not the most fun. Or trying to find time when you're under a poncho at night when you're supposed to be sleeping with a red lens flashlight trying to study. It was tough, but I guess everyone has their challenges.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Dick Westerman and John Dean, who are members of the Combat Veterans Writing Group. Dean remembers his first day in combat and how quickly the image of a field of golden wheat transformed into an exploding jungle.
I guess mentally blocking out when they mentioned that you're going to go to the field. All I could think of in my head was this field of golden wheat blowing in the wind, and as opposed to triple canopy jungle and monsoons. And so when I did deploy to the field for the first day, I was sitting in a chopper flying out with 7 other choppers, and the door gunner sitting beside me kicked me in the ribs and said, "Hey, you're lucky. Your unit's in combat right now, and you probably get your combat infantryman's badge first day." So as we got closer to it there, I saw red tracers coming one way and green tracers going the other way and a lot of smoke there and coming up. And you couldn't see a whole lot except for where the bomb explosions had made holes there. But as we got close to it there, we got about 20 feet off the ground, and the door gunner said, "Get out." And I didn't move quick enough, I guess, because he put his boot in the back of my rucksack and kicked me out. And I hit the ground rather abruptly with a 80-pound rucksack on your back and pushed your helmet right back in the ground. And I saw my squad leader coming out. I later found out who he was, with yelling at me to get down behind a log and start returning fire. That was my rude awakening. And they ran out with several wounded people on ponchos, put them on the helicopter that had dropped me off. And as it lifted off, the enemy hit it with a rocket-propelled grenade and blew it up, and it came right back down. And I thought, wow, this is going to be an interesting 12 months in the jungle.
I had a quieter introduction to the front line. And when I got to Europe, it was after the Battle of the Bulge. They put me in a replacement depot where I waited and waited. I was a rifleman, but I finally got assigned to an artillery outfit. Well, they took me up to where we were. The unit was bivouacked. And here was a German house that they had borrowed. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Where do I sleep?" And they said, "Anywhere you want." I looked around. There were all the bedrooms had sacks on them, and there were a bunch of guys that had their sacks on the floor in the living room. And that didn't look like a very comfortable place to me, so I went up to the second floor. Again, everything was taken. But then I saw a stairway to the third floor, and sure enough, up there was an old beat-up iron bunk, and I said, well, I'll take that. Now, I noticed just before I got in the house that there was a unit of our artillery sitting about 100 yards off to the side. And all night long, there was this blasting and rumble and crashing, and I came down the next morning jokingly told my new colleagues, well, we sure gave the Krauts hell last night, didn't we? And they looked at me with very great puzzlement and said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, all that noise they were making. And we wish those guys hadn't been firing so much. We didn't fire a single shot. That was all incoming. Now, you know how often I slept on the third floor after that.
So what does the group give you? You've been with it longer, Dick.
Well, as I said, it's my enjoyment of having a regular time when I spend an hour writing a 10-minute piece. And through Margaret's advising or that, I realize I'm developing some writing techniques and skills that they just come out spontaneously. But when she points them out to me, now I'll work on trying to use those in other things that I write.
Yeah. And did you have any writing experience, John, when you came to this?
No. In fact, when I retired from the Army the same month that I got my college degrees, I swore I'd never read another book again or do another push-up or shine another boot. And I pretty well stuck to that. But I really enjoy the group. Only been to 3 meetings. I'm the newest guy there, I believe, now. And it's great to hear their stories and relate to them from my point of view.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Dick Westerman and John Dean of Combat Veterans Writing Group, which meets at Portage District Library. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and hear samples of writing by both veterans. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.